of use. So, hackers were able to exploit the weak link of mobile technology fairly easily. How are hackers able to break into the mini computers in our pockets? Through mostly the same techniques that hackers use to break into regular desktop PCs: software vulnerabilities, bugs, social engineering, and password attacks. Most mobile hacks are low-level stories of celebrities getting their private pictures stolen or risque messages being leaked. Typically, these attacks and hacks come about because of the technological ineptitude of celebrities and their less-than-best security habits. Every once in a while, though, the spotlight will shine upon big-name jobs, such as Hillary Clinton's email server leaks or Edward Snowden and his disclosure of classified government information. Events like these show just how critical security is in all facets of digital life, and a person's phone should never be the device that facilitates a hacking attack on them. Perhaps the most widely discussed phone hack in recent news would be the San Bernardino terrorist attack of 2015 and the resulting investigation. After a couple killed 16 and injured 24 more in the California town, both assailants were killed in the aftermath, and an investigation began of the two's background. Farouk, one of the shooters, had a county-issued iPhone 5C that investigators believed would contain additional evidence surrounding the attacks. Additionally, having access to the device would mean that the FBI could investigate any communications into and out of the phone, possibly revealing any active terrorist groups or influences. However, the iPhone was password protected and up to date with iOS's advanced security features that guaranteed the government could not access the contents of the phone. The NSA, FBI, and other government groups could not break the protection, so they demanded Apple provide a backdoor in iOS for the FBI to access data. Apple refused, stating such a backdoor would provide hackers, viruses, and malware a vector through which to target all iOS devices indiscriminately. Tensions ramped up between the FBI and Apple, but Apple stood its ground long enough for the government to seek help elsewhere. Finally, on March 28, 2016, the phone was cracked by a third-party group of hackers for $1 million. How the group successfully broke the unbreakable is not fully known, but it is believed that a zero-day vulnerability, a vulnerability that no one knew about, was used to gain access to the iOS. The whole scenario showed that the government is not above civilian privacy. They will use all resources at their disposal to gain access to our devices. While most agree that the phone needed to be unlocked as a matter of national security, it still holds true that if Apple were to comply with the government, then groups like the NSA and FBI would have direct links to all iOS devices and their data, a clear breach of trust. Mobile phone security will continue to be a hot issue in the coming years, so learning how to protect yourself by studying how hackers think will save you in the long run. Security flaws in mobile devices. Mobile devices, including phones and laptops, are especially vulnerable to the common IT problems. However, the portability of the handy devices only amplifies the variety of attack vectors. Wi-Fi points often exist in coffee shops, public eateries, and libraries. Free and open Wi-Fi is always helpful, except they open up mobile devices to data interception and man-in-the-middle attacks. For example, say a hacker creates a public Wi-Fi point. By naming it something inconspicuous, such as Starbucks Free Wi-Fi, people will be sure to connect with their phones and laptops. At this point, the hacker has installed Kali Linux, referred to Freshman Edition for more info, and also connected to the compromised internet. They run a packet capture program and steal online banking information in real time while the victims think nothing is wrong. Security-minded individuals should always remember that open Wi-Fi hotspots are dangerous, and they should only ever be connected to for simple browsing or with a VPN running. Social engineering plays a large part in mobile hacking as well. Phone users usually forget that phones can get viral.